Под шламазон.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The Grease Man here is 2 minutes after six as we turn the page another day. This day, however, feeling a little more delightful, a little more zesty. You'll see lots of smiles around WWDC FM, Washington, mainly because it's Friday! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's Friday! The weekend's here and we'll have a can of beer. We'll relax. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And take off our slacks. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah! Yeah, we made it through another stinking week. We put up with all we had to put up with. We kissed the tuckuses that needed kissing. We dragged our sorry, weary, hungover bodies out of bed day after day to stand there listlessly in the shower, hosing down the night's activities. And now, with bloodshot eyes but undaunted spirit, we face the joy that is another weekend, another two glorious days of mindless vegetation. Just think, tomorrow morning this time we'll be under those covers. Of course, we'll miss looking at the sunrise. I used to see the sunrise every day, even before I was a boss jock working the morning show. I used to see it when I was a caddy. Yeah, I was a caddy for a while, big, bulky. I'd carry those clubs around the green. You know golfers, they like to get a head start on the game, so I was there in the dark. It was a long day, schlepping them clubs around. I'd schlep two, maybe three people around. And then at the end of the day, I had to make money by beating the rough for golf balls that people sliced. I had to sift the sand for balls lost in the trap. I even had to roll up my pant legs and wade in the pool for golf balls that people lost. Then we'd sell them back to them. Well, I finally got tired of doing it. I mean, a long day, you're schlepping around in the hot sun with the golf clubs, and now I got to look for golf balls lost in the bushes and the trees and the water and the sand trap. Well, I'm finally working late at night. Came up with an invention. Robots. A team of robots that did all the work. I don't know why I didn't think of it, but, you know, a golf course is perfect for robots. The grass is well manicured. The robots can move around with reasonable freedom. And these robots would go around and they'd pick up the golf balls. They had little holes in their feet and they'd just slide over them and zip, the golf ball go right inside the robot. And then at the end of the day, you turn the key, open up his belly, all the golf balls fall out. Saved me about 4 hours a day worth of stomping through the bushes. I had 10 robots. And I was really pleased with myself until a guy that owned the golf course came up to me and said, "Hey, them robots are no good." I said, "What do you mean they're no good? They're scooping up all the golf balls." He said, "Yeah, but the golfers are complaining. While they're out there, they say the shiny metal finish that they got is reflecting the sunshine. And some guy will be about ready to putt, and then that thing will flash in his eyes. He'll miss his putt. You got to do something about that." I said, "Hey, I can fix that easy, you know. I thought the shiny metal finish would look good, but what the hell?" So I brought them all back into the shop, and I painted them all black. And then I wheeled one out into the sunshine. No reflection. The guy that owned the golf course said, all right, now we're talking. We'll try him tomorrow." Well, I wanted to try them the next day. The only problem was, six of them called in sick. Jensen. It'd be over in just 3